Practice Test 5. This is the Cambridge English B2 Business Vantage Listening Test 5. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you will have time to look at the questions before you listen. You will hear each piece twice. While you are listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part one, questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman calling a co-worker to reschedule some appointments. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Barber and Associates, Daniel here.
Hi, Daniel. It's Lena.
Hi, Lena. Are you okay? You don't sound great.
I've got a cold or something. I think I should be okay tomorrow, but I'm not coming in today. I was hoping... Sorry. I was hoping you could reschedule the events on my calendar.
Sure. Tell me what you need.
First, could you call Terry Baker at OIM Insurance? I need to postpone my meeting with him. I'll reschedule with him when I'm back at work.
Terry at OIM. Got it.
Could you also ask Hannah and Ian in accounting to meet me on Thursday instead of today? They already told me Thursday works for them, so there shouldn't be a problem.
OK.
I'm supposed to give a sales report at a meeting later today. Could you ask Alan if he could do this?
Sure.
Finally, could you email me the Jensen files? That's J-E-N-S-E-N. Just in case I feel better and can get some work done. They're on the shared drive. Alan can help if you can't find them. Thanks.
No problem. Hope you feel better.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Barber and Associates, Daniel here.
Hi, Daniel. It's Lena.
Hi, Lena. Are you okay? You don't sound great.
I've got a cold or something. I think I should be okay tomorrow, but I'm not coming in today. I was hoping... Sorry. I was hoping you could reschedule the events on my calendar.
Sure. Tell me what you need.
First, could you call Terry Baker at OIM Insurance? I need to postpone my meeting with him. I'll reschedule with him when I'm back at work.
Terry at... OIM. Got it.
Could you also ask Hannah and Ian in accounting to meet me on Thursday instead of today? They already told me Thursday works for them, so there shouldn't be a problem.
OK.
I'm supposed to give a sales report at a meeting later today. Could you ask Alan if he could do this?
Sure.
Finally, could you email me the Jensen files? That's J-E-N-S-E-N. Just in case I feel better and can get some work done. They're on the shared drive. Alan can help if you can't find them. Thanks.
No problem. Hope you feel better.
Recording 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the notes below. You will hear a man calling a colleague with some suggestions. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Natalie speaking.
Natalie, it's Oscar. Oscar Jeffries.
Hi, Oscar. How's life in the Hong Kong office? It was good to meet you at the annual meeting last month.
That's actually why I'm calling. I remembered our conversation at the meeting, and I've got some ideas that might help you.
Fantastic. We've made a few positive changes to the site, but I'd love some good advice.
Okay. Well, first, I suggest that you use a stock photo service for the images on your site. We used a service called Global Images, and it saved us a lot of time and money.
Sounds good.
We found that customers complain more when the site is slow. Make it load as fast as possible, and you should see fewer negative comments.
That's helpful to know. Thanks.
It's good to increase the font size, too. 16 points seems to be the minimum for keeping customers happy. You can go 2 or 3 points higher, but once you reach 20, people don't tend to like it for some reason.
Okay.
Finally, keep everything as brief as possible. Avoid long sentences and paragraphs. Customers these days like things short and snappy.
That's great. Thanks, Oscar.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Natalie speaking.
Natalie, it's Oscar. Oscar Jeffries.
Hi, Oscar. How's life in the Hong Kong office? It was good to meet you at the annual meeting last month.
That's actually why I'm calling. I remembered our conversation at the meeting, and I've got some ideas that might help you.
Fantastic. We've made a few positive changes to the site, but I'd love some good advice.
Okay. Well, first, I suggest that you use a stock photo service for the images on your site. We used a service called Global Images, and it saved us a lot of time and money.
Sounds good.
We found that customers complain more when the site is slow. Make it load as fast as possible, and you should see fewer negative comments.
That's helpful to know. Thanks.
It's good to increase the font size, too. 16 points seems to be the minimum for keeping customers happy. You can go 2 or 3 points higher, but once you reach 20, people don't tend to like it for some reason.
Okay.
Finally, keep everything as brief as possible. Avoid long sentences and paragraphs. Customers these days like things short and snappy.
That's great. Thanks, Oscar.
Recording 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear a man and a woman discussing an issue at work. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, Jeremy here.
Jeremy, it's Maggie. One of my clients is running late and I'm not going to be able to make our meeting. Sorry.
No problem. Shall we reschedule?
Well, actually, I've got some time now. Could we discuss things now?
Sure. How many applications did we receive?
We got over 200.
Wow, that's great. But there's no way we can review them all before Wednesday. What should we do?
I could ask my assistant to look through them all and reject anybody without a university degree.
Good idea. There are always some people who don't have the necessary qualifications but apply anyway. Could we also reject anyone who doesn't have at least 5 years of experience? I know we only asked for 3 years, but with this many applications, someone with more experience would be more useful.
Absolutely. I'll ask Peter to do both of those things tomorrow morning.
You and I can go through the remaining applications together. We'll need at least a couple of hours.
I think we'll need half a day. How about next Tuesday after lunch in my office?
Let me check. Yes, that's fine. See you then.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Hello, Jeremy here.
Jeremy, it's Maggie. One of my clients is running late and I'm not going to be able to make our meeting. Sorry.
No problem. Shall we reschedule?
Well, actually, I've got some time now. Could we discuss things now?
Sure. How many applications did we receive?
We got over 200.
Wow, that's great. But there's no way we can review them all before Wednesday. What should we do?
I could ask my assistant to look through them all and reject anybody without a university degree.
Good idea. There are always some people who don't have the necessary qualifications but apply anyway. Could we also reject anyone who doesn't have at least 5 years of experience? I know we only asked for 3 years, but with this many applications, someone with more experience would be more useful.
Absolutely. I'll ask Peter to do both of those things tomorrow morning.
You and I can go through the remaining applications together. We'll need at least a couple of hours.
I think we'll need half a day. How about next Tuesday after lunch in my office?
Let me check. Yes, that's fine. See you then.
That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear five short recordings. Five people are talking about coming up with ideas. For each recording, decide how each person comes up with ideas. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. You will hear the five recordings twice. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide how each person comes up with ideas.
I find that being in nature is a great way to clear my head and let the ideas flow. There's a lovely park near my home office, so when I need inspiration, I tend to go there. I know some people say that the combination of exercise and being outdoors is what really gets the ideas to come. But for me, anything faster or more energetic than a gentle walk gets me so tired and out of breath that I can hardly think.
Fourteen.
When I need new ideas, I found that unplugging from technology is the way to go. That's a bit ironic, given that I work for a software company. I turn off my phone, put my computers on standby, and make sure there are no other electronic distractions around. Then I'll read a book, or tidy my desk, or go and chat with a colleague. It doesn't really matter what I do, it seems. As long as there's no screen involved, sooner or later, I'll come up with a good idea.
I'm a freelance designer, so a lot of the time I'm working on my own. Coming up with ideas is vital to my success, but sometimes I just can't think of anything that feels fresh or new. At times like those, I've found it helpful to get out of the office and talk to people. I'll often go to a coffee shop nearby and just start chatting to the other customers there. I usually meet somebody interesting, and our conversation will often spark something in my brain.
One problem I have is that my mind gets so full of things that there isn't any more room for new ideas. When that happens, I like to play chess, either against a computer or my mother. She's retired, so she's usually available for a game. To have any chance at winning, I have to clear my mind and focus completely on the game. Afterwards, whether I've won or lost, I find that my mind is clear and the ideas start to flow again.
Coming up with ideas. For me, it helps to be using my hands. It could be cleaning or doing something in the garden, but recently I've become interested in cooking. So that's usually what I'll turn to if I need inspiration. I don't know why, but somehow the act of chopping or slicing or stirring or even tasting really helps me. Half of my mind is focused on what I'm doing in the kitchen, but the other half is thinking about what's going on at work, and good ideas often just pop into my head.
13.
I find that being in nature is a great way to clear my head and let the ideas flow. There's a lovely park near my home office, so when I need inspiration, I tend to go there. I know some people say that the combination of exercise and being outdoors is what really gets the ideas to come. But for me, anything faster or more energetic than a gentle walk gets me so tired and out of breath that I can hardly think.
14.
When I need new ideas, I found that unplugging from technology is the way to go. That's a bit ironic, given that I work for a software company. I turn off my phone, put my computers on standby, and make sure there are no other electronic distractions around. Then I'll read a book, or tidy my desk, or go and chat with a colleague. It doesn't really matter what I do, it seems. As long as there's no screen involved, sooner or later, I'll come up with a good idea.
15. I'm a freelance designer, so a lot of the time I'm working on my own. Coming up with ideas is vital to my success, but sometimes I just can't think of anything that feels fresh or new. At times like those, I've found it helpful to get out of the office and talk to people. I'll often go to a coffee shop nearby and just start chatting to the other customers there. I usually meet somebody interesting, and our conversation will often spark something in my brain.
16. One problem I have is that my mind gets so full of things that there isn't any more room for new ideas. When that happens, I like to play chess, either against a computer or my mother. She's retired, so she's usually available for a game. To have any chance at winning, I have to clear my mind and focus completely on the game. Afterwards, whether I've won or lost, I find that my mind is clear and the ideas start to flow again.
Coming up with ideas. For me, it helps to be using my hands. It could be cleaning or doing something in the garden. But recently, I've become interested in cooking. So that's usually what I'll turn to if I need inspiration. I don't know why, but somehow, the act of chopping or slicing or stirring or even tasting really helps me. Half of my mind is focused on what I'm doing in the kitchen. But the other half is thinking about what's going on at work, and good ideas often just pop into my head.
Section 2, questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. 5 people are talking about the project they are currently working on. For each recording, decide what project each person is working on. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. You will hear the 5 recordings twice. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what project each person is working on.
Sue, who normally does the accounts, is on maternity leave at the moment, so my boss asked me to do it. I've worked with Sue on previous budgets, so I have some idea of what to do. But it's a lot more challenging than I thought it would be, to be honest. On the bright side, I only have to prepare one report for the next quarter, which is a lot easier than coming up with one for the whole year.
Every year, there's a big industry conference, and somebody from my company goes there to give a talk. I've been asking for more responsibility at work, and this year, my boss asked me if I would do it. In my heart, I wanted to say, no, I hate public speaking. But having asked for more responsibility, I couldn't not accept when it was offered. And I know it will be a good experience for me. I just wish I didn't feel so nervous.
The company's expanded a lot over the last 6 months, and we recently took on 8 new people at once. They're good people, but they're new and don't know all the ins and outs of the way we do things. In the past, we'd pair a new employee with somebody senior, and the new person would get trained like that. That's not possible this time with so many new people starting at once. So I've been tasked with putting together some proper induction materials.
The company was really successful last year. We had some great products that everyone wanted. This year, though, it seems customers aren't interested in what we're putting on the market. My boss sees me as somebody creative, so she's asked me to come up with some ideas for new products that we could develop. It's more interesting than my usual work, developing the website, but there's a lot of pressure. If I can't come up with anything good, I worry the company might have to lay some people off.
I
run my own company, and one of the things I constantly have to work on is keeping expenses under control. I put it off for the last few months, though, as things were really busy. But when I saw the latest credit card statement, I knew I couldn't put it off any longer. I don't enjoy the work, But it's just a matter of looking for things we can do without or get more cheaply. And I'll feel good this time next month if I can cut how much we spend by 10 or even 20%.
Now you will hear the 5 recordings again.
Sue, who normally does the accounts, is on maternity leave at the moment, so my boss asked me to do it. I've worked with Sue on previous budgets, so I have some idea of what to do. But it's a lot more challenging than I thought it would be, to be honest. On the bright side, I only have to prepare one report for the next quarter, which is a lot easier than coming up with one for the whole year.
Every year, there's a big industry conference, and somebody from my company goes there to give a talk. I've been asking for more responsibility at work, and this year, my boss asked me if I would do it. In my heart, I wanted to say, no, I hate public speaking. But having asked for more responsibility, I couldn't not accept when it was offered. And I know it will be a good experience for me. I just wish I didn't feel so nervous.
The company's expanded a lot over the last 6 months, and we recently took on 8 new people at once. They're good people, but they're new and don't know all the ins and outs of the way we do things. In the past, we'd pair a new employee with somebody senior, and the new person would get trained like that. That's not possible this time with so many new people starting at once. So I've been tasked with putting together some proper induction materials.
The company was really successful last year. We had some great products that everyone wanted. This year, though, it seems customers aren't interested in what we're putting on the market. My boss sees me as somebody creative, so she's asked me to come up with some ideas for new products that we could develop. It's more interesting than my usual work, developing the website, but there's a lot of pressure. If I can't come up with anything good, I worry the company might have to lay some people off.
I
run my own company, and one of the things I constantly have to work on is keeping expenses under control. I put it off for the last few months, though, as things were really busy. But when I saw the latest credit card statement, I knew I couldn't put it off any longer. I don't enjoy the work, but it's just a matter of looking for things we can do without or get more cheaply. And I'll feel good this time next month if I can cut how much we spend by 10 or even 20%.
That is the end of part 2. Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You'll hear an interview with Yulia Popovich, a successful young entrepreneur. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. You'll hear the recording twice. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B or C.
Joining me today is successful entrepreneur Yulia Popovich. Success magazine recently named Yulia as one of the top 20 entrepreneurs under 25. Yulia, welcome.
Thank you.
To begin, tell us a little about your business.
Well, it's called Basic, with a K at the end, not a C. It's a clothes store that only sells really good quality basic items like T-shirts, shirts, shorts, and jackets. Every item is available in basic colours: black, grey, white, navy, and so on. Rather than bright colours that only look good on kids, or fashionable colours that look good one year but outdated the next year.
You say you're a clothes store, but you don't have any physical locations, do you?
That's right. Basic is an online-only store.
You're obviously doing very well. I know that sales totals reached 100 million in your very first year of business, which is exceptional. How did you solve basic problems like customers not being able to touch clothes or try them on?
You're right. Those were two big problems we had to solve. For the first one, we leveraged customers' existing clothes to help us deal with the touch issue.
What do you mean?
On the website, the description of our products will usually say something like, "This item is made of super soft cotton. Find your softest cotton garment and feel it." Ours feels softer. Or, "Put on your warmest sweater. Ours is warmer." We've had many customers tell us that this way of describing clothes was really helpful. And because our clothes really are super soft or warm, our customers are satisfied when they receive them. And we solved the problem of customers not being able to try on clothes in several ways. First, our website has a body profiler tool. Customers can use that tool to find out which of 17 body types they match most closely.
17? So not just small, medium, large, and so on.
Definitely not. In fact, based on customer feedback, we're thinking of adding two more body types to our tool. Anyway, using the profiler, customers know their body type. And for each item, we list what body types it suits. Some items might look great on 10 body types. Others suit just a few types. This tool helps our customers know if a particular shirt will look good on them. We also have photographs of 17 different models wearing each item, so that customers can see what an item will look like on their body type instead of just imagining it.
So you have 17 photos of each item. Wow. Most websites have 3 or 4.
Actually, we have hundreds of photos for each item. We photograph the model from the front, the back, and the side. We also photograph the model indoors and outdoors, during the day and at night, alone and with other people, and so on. We found that customers like to see how the clothes will look in a variety of situations. It gives them extra confidence. And then, of course, we let customers try on items at home. If they don't fit, we offer free returns and refunds. A lot of people said I was crazy, but our return rate is one of the lowest in the industry, and our customer satisfaction rate is among the highest.
As I understand it, you dropped out of university to start Basic. Did that feel risky?
Yes and no. It was a big step in my life, and I was worried because I didn't have much of a business background. Then I read an interesting article by a researcher named Martin Mermann. His research showed that the companies most likely to succeed were the ones started by people with technical skills who hired people with business skills. I had plenty of technical skills. I was studying fashion design at university, so I was already spending a lot of time designing clothes as part of my course. And I knew how to design and program websites, too. So after reading Merman's article, I felt I had a good chance to succeed if I hired somebody with business experience. Which I did. And it seems to have worked out well so far.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Joining me today is successful entrepreneur Yulia Popovich. Success magazine recently named Yulia as one of the top 20 entrepreneurs under 25. Yulia, welcome.
Thank you.
To begin, tell us a little about your business.
Well, it's called Basic, with a K at the end, not a C. It's a clothes store that only sells really good quality basic items like t-shirts, shirts, shorts, and jackets. Every item is available in basic colours: black, grey, white, navy, and so on. Rather than bright colours that only look good on kids, or fashionable colours that look good one year but outdated the next year.
You say you're a clothes store, but you don't have any physical locations, do you?
That's right. Basic is an online-only store.
You're obviously doing very well. I know that sales totals reached 100 million in your very first year of business, which is exceptional. How did you solve basic problems like customers not being able to touch clothes or try them on?
You're right. Those were two big problems we had to solve. For the first one, we leveraged customers' existing clothes to help us deal with the touch issue.
What do you mean?
On the website, the description of our products will usually say something like, "This item is made of super soft cotton. Find your softest cotton garment and feel it." Ours feels softer. Or, "Put on your warmest sweater. Ours is warmer." We've had many customers tell us that this way of describing clothes was really helpful. And because our clothes really are super soft or warm, our customers are satisfied when they receive them. And we solved the problem of customers not being able to try on clothes in several ways. First, our website has a body profiler tool. Customers can use that tool to find out which of 17 body types they match most closely.
17? So not just small, medium, large, and so on.
Definitely not. In fact, based on customer feedback, we're thinking of adding two more body types to our tool. Anyway, using the profiler, customers know their body type. And for each item, we list what body types it suits. Some items might look great on 10 body types. Others suit just a few types. This tool helps our customers know if a particular shirt will look good on them. We also have photographs of 17 different models wearing each item so that customers can see what an item will look like on their body type instead of just imagining it.
So you have 17 photos of each item. Wow. Most websites have 3 or 4.
Actually, we have hundreds of photos for each item. We photograph the model from the front, the back, and the side. We also photograph the model indoors and outdoors, during the day and at night, alone and with other people, and so on. We found that customers like to see how the clothes will look in a variety of situations. It gives them extra confidence. And then, of course, we let customers try on items at home. If they don't fit, we offer free returns and refunds. A lot of people said I was crazy, but our return rate is one of the lowest in the industry, and our customer satisfaction rate is among the highest.
As I understand it, you dropped out of university to start Basic. Did that feel risky?
Yes and no. It was a big step in my life, and I was worried because I didn't have much of a business background. Then I read an interesting article by a researcher named Martin Merman. His research showed that the companies most likely to succeed were the ones started by people with technical skills who hired people with business skills. I had plenty of technical skills. I was studying fashion design at university, so I was already spending a lot of time designing clothes as part of my course. And I knew how to design and program websites too. So after reading Merman's article, I felt I had a good chance to succeed if I hired somebody with business experience. Which I did. And it seems to have worked out well so far.
That is the end of Test 5.